Yeah, Slee, I am feeling better and better and better.
Okay, what's happened? Is it just...
It's just time.
Therapy talk?
Just working through some stuff. You may have noticed this about me a little bit. I like to talk things through. I like to work through all the negativity so I can get to the positivity. And I've come out of the what the hell is going on with the Dodgers down 2-0 to, hey, let's get into this. Let's go have Walker Buehler do a thing.
How about two different worlds? The Dodgers, every single game, they're playing for their lives, right? Like, just an opportunity to continue. And the Lakers were going through preseason games. And this, for the first time, is, you know, obviously a meaningful game.
Sure.
It's game one of 82.
You know? At the least Dodgers, it's game one of 82 and not game zero of zero.
I'm not kidding. Those preseason games, I know they're part of the process. This is what you do. You are doing the pre, half, and post, and your first quarter hits and your third quarter hit, and all that stuff, right? You're doing all that during the three preseason games for NFL. This is just a process. You go through them. But damn, does it feel good to actually have a game that actually counts.
Yeah, it does. And look, this is much like the Dodgers when you open up. It's always exciting to open up, and then you get into the just the grind of the season.
Sure.
But the Laker
game
grind.
Game 16 in New Orleans.
But game 16 in New Orleans. Uh-huh. There's some stuff in there, right? We're going to know whether or not Russell Westbrook and LeBron, hey, you know what? Yep. This looks great. Mm-hmm. Or, that doesn't look quite like I was hoping. We're going to find things out. The Dodgers were, yeah, everything's cool. Everything's cool. We got 146 starting pitchers, and we're going to run through them all, and we'll get to the games that matter, and here we are. The Lakers, at least while it's a championship or bust season, but that's just the nature of the Lakers, it's always that.
Yeah.
There's some questions at the beginning. Not whether that could be good. Even I'm interested in how all of these pieces fit together, they're going to be good. There's no scenario that exists where this team is bad. The question is it good enough to win a championship?
That's the question.
That's the question.
That's the only question that matters. By the way, and if you actually say this from a Dodger perspective, it was one of the most exciting regular seasons that we've watched in a long time. I mean, think about that.
Every single
game mattered. And maybe for you, it's incredibly stressful. You don't like it or whatever the case is. You'd rather have a 9-game lead on the Giants and the Padres and the Rockies and the D-backs, but it was incredibly exciting, and none of that has changed. You walked into the postseason. The last month of the season, it felt like was postseason, and then obviously here's where we are.
This doesn't matter at all because it is what it is, but it does feel, and we were talking about this, why do the Dodgers and Giants have to play each other in the first round?
Yeah.
Doesn't it feel like both the Giants are out, so they, I mean, you know how they feel.
Yep.
But the Dodgers had to expend so much energy to get through
those
five
games. There's
something
to that. I think maybe we're understating that.
I think that there's a lot to do with that. Trey Turner has struggled throughout the playoffs, but you look at these guys that are really high performers. Corey Seager was screaming hot going into the playoffs,
right?
Pretty hot against the Giants. He's cooled off completely. It's just you cannot play at that level of every ground
ball.
You can't
play at your peak. Every single pitch, every swing, yeah,
every fly ball. Go back to that game where Knievel started in game five. When the first guy hits that ball to the warning track in the deep, and you're like, I cannot do nine innings of this. I just can't do it. Imagine being on the team.
Yeah.
Imagine being Dave Roberts. Imagine being Walker Buehler and Urias and Jansen and all these guys that are just hanging on every single, that they had a little bit of a letdown. Is not a huge surprise, and I think they'll get it back today.
Well, that's that's part of it. What you can't have it turn to. Let's just use Atlanta as an example. The Braves, what'd you do? You kept home field, right? You took your first two there, which, by the way, you were 18 games behind the Dodgers, and you still had home field. There's another kind of a baseball nuance that I don't think I'll ever understand. If you're the Dodgers, just forget about what happened. Come, you got Walker Buehler tonight and or this afternoon. And the reality is, you know, with that being said, is it a perfect situation? No, it's not. But it can turn in a dime. And that's typically, if things are going to turn, that's what happens in sports.
ESPN Radio is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. All guests appear via the Goodyear Hotline. Here's some good news, Dodger fans. If the Dodgers win today, you know what the first thought that goes through the Atlanta head? No, not again. Not again. We're not going to blow another one of these, are we? We had them 3-1 last year. We had them 2-0 last year. We've done this before. Not these guys again. And especially if they have a night where all of a sudden the bats show up, the Dodgers go out and score 6, 7, 8 runs. It's like, uh-oh.
And that combo of the growing confidence of the Dodgers. You know, we kind of sit on this. If you can just start making Atlanta think, oh, man. is this going to happen again? No, it's not going to happen again, right? Just make them think that for just a second. And then all of a sudden the Dodgers, like you just said, what if Dodgers have one of those seven-run games or nine-run game that they had against the Giants? Give them a little bit of confidence and momentum.
Do you know what else is true? The exact opposite of that. Well, it isn't too. That if you get into the fifth inning and you've got two hits and you haven't scored and it's 1-0 or it's 0-0, it's like, are we ever going to get another? And then every guy squeezes the bat a little tighter and a little tighter and a little tighter. Mm-hmm. Getting those runs early is a very big deal. Time for our stat hero of the day, none other than Walker Buehler. How about this, Al? Walker Buehler's ERA in the NLCS last year against the same Atlanta Braves, under one. It was 0.82.
That's not bad.
One earned run in 11 innings. I think we got the right guy on the mound tonight.
Yeah, I think, by the way, if there's ever a time, and you just kind of look at Scherzer saying a couple days ago that his arm was tired. Julio, I don't care what anybody says, his arm was tired. I mean, there was nothing that was clicking for him in that inning. Buehler's the one that's had the most rest here. So if there's ever a time to rely on one specific player, if there's ever a time to rely on one specific player, it's Buehler, isn't it, Trav? Like, this is his moment. It's I say moment, as in they need him more than they've needed him, you could say, you can make the argument.
They've needed him a lot of different times, but this is a double ask.
As in for this season,
This is a double ask. This just isn't, hey, this is a big game, we need you to go out there and do what you do.
Nope.
This is a, hey, this is a big game, we need you to go out there and do what you do, but I also need you to pitch 6 or 7 innings.
Can Dave come to you at 4 p.m. around 4:10 to grab the ball? Something along those lines.
Let's have this be Buehler to Trinan to Jansen. I'm even okay. Give me 6. Give Joe Kelly the 7th inning. Joe Kelly's been phenomenal for the Dodgers. Let's shorten this up. Let's not find a way to have bridge the 5th and 6th and 7th innings.
I've got an idea. We should go Knable to start tonight. Just wait. Just hear me out. Julio in the 2nd inning. Then have a conversation with Scherzer just to see how does he feel. Can you give us 8 pitches? Use everybody tonight. All right, Stat Hero, the exclusive Daily Fantasy app partner of the Travis and Sliwa Show. Stat Hero is the first ever Daily Fantasy sportsbook that gives the player the advantage. Go to stathero.com/710ESPN. That's stathero.com/710ESPN for 300% back on your first play.
Triple. That's a pretty good deal. Yeah, wait, where else do you get 3-1?
That's take, a good deal. Do what Travis does. He takes Cooper Cup and he...
I used to do Trey Turner.
I was going to say, that hasn't worked out nearly as well. Take Mookie.
There's not enough baseball teams left. Mookie. I've gone the other way because you have to bet against the Dodgers. All these teams have Dodger lineups. I haven't done that. Let's go to Studio City and Noah. Noah, you're on with Travis and Slee. What's going on?
Hey, guys. Thanks for getting me on. You've chopped this up 16 ways from Sunday, so there's not a lot of holes for me to fill here. But I'll just say this, Slewa, what you just said was really funny, you know, but it's also terrifyingly true, and that's what's so frustrating about this. You know, hopefully tonight we get the best Walker Buehler and we get out of this, but then what does game 4 look like? Then we're going to have Julio coming in the same situation that Scherzer was in, and his arm's probably not likely going to be much better. And then what do we do when we get to game 5? We go to another bullpen game? We ask Scherzer to come back in on 3 days rest when his arm's already dead? The problem, that what's so frustrating is, you know, we've seen this movie before with Dave Roberts, and he said himself, you know, oh, well, you make these plans, and then you have to make your in-game decisions. Yeah, we get that, and that's what's so frustrating, that his in-game decisions frequently leave us scratching our heads, and it's happened over and over and over. How many times have we all had this discussion about, like, the decisions that quote-unquote management is making? But management isn't calling the dugout in the 7th inning and go, you know, bring this guy in for 6 pitches. I mean, everybody says these same things, but that's what's so frustrating about this. And Travis, you're 100% right. The Squid Games is crap. The story's ridiculous.
Squid Games. That's right. Thank you, Noah.
Yeah, it wasn't for me. No. So, okay, couple of things here. I don't think I said the Squid Games.
I love at the end.
So it's not for me.
First of all, he had a good call.
He did.
Making a lot of good points.
He listens. He's and a listener.
Then he,
I like it.
And then he spent the last, I got to get in this thing on the Squid Games. That's great.
Squid Game. But it's not for me. Let's just put it. I'm not a violent person. I don't like why. It's not my thing. All right. He said, well, what about game 4? What about game 5? I hear you, and you're right, Noah. You bring up some good questions. I'm going to quote Mike Socia. I'll worry about tomorrow. I'm not going to worry about it. I need to win tonight. Okay, I need to win tonight. I'll figure out tomorrow. If the Dodgers win tonight, I think you could probably carve it in stone that you're going to get a bullpen game in game four. If the Dodgers lose tonight, I think you could probably carve it in stone that you're going to get Julio Urias in game four. Because Dave said, you're going to get a bullpen game in one of these two. I think it's predicated on whether or not the Dodgers win tonight. I want to say this again. When he said, well, it's not like they're calling down, say, use this guy for six pitches. I don't think they're calling down. I agree with you, Noah. But I think that you're being a little bit naive when it comes to how detailed these pitching plans probably are. I really do think that there is an endless supply of if-then scenarios that they fall. If this happens, then we do that. And if this scenario where we need a guy to get through six pitches shows up, or, and it's obviously not that anymore with the three batter rule, but there are very, very few scenarios that are going to present themselves where it's a, oh, we didn't think about that. That's not what this is going to be.
Bill Plunkett just put out a tweet. Says, Dave Roberts says he talked with Julio Urias, and Urias will start game four.
We'll see. He also said Max Scherzer wouldn't pitch in game five, mm-hmm. who was on the mound at the end of the game. Max Scherzer. Do not listen to what they say. Listen and watch what they do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That I'm sure that right now he's expecting him to pitch. If the Dodgers win 8-0 today, and their bats are hot, and all of a sudden they don't use a lot of bullpen
but
guys.
But I don't understand the case of how he would not start game four, any scenario that plays out.
You win comfortably tonight. You don't use many of your bullpen guys. Let's say Walker Buehler pitches seven innings, hands it to Trinan, halves it to Jansen, we're done. Trinan has a 12-pitch outing.
But, Trav, you don't have the luxury of saying, I'm not going to give the ball to Julio in game four.
Okay, but you're leaving off half the equation.
Mm-hmm.
The other half of the equation is—
Not up 2-1.
You're not up 2-1. How does he feel? How does he look?
You're 100% right.
He may go in there and say, listen, I wouldn't loosen. If you can give me another day. And again, it's not like the Dodgers on a bullpen day don't have a chance. They have a really good chance. They should have won game one. They used a bullpen day. They didn't use one of their starting pitchers. I think that they're still – I think it's entirely dependent on whether or not they win today.
The conversation
and how they win.
The conversation's different of – as long as the pitchers are honest to Dave, right? If Julio goes to Dave and says, listen, I'm going to need an extra day. If I can get an extra day, I have a much better shot of winning tomorrow than I do today. I think that's a different topic. That's a different story. You're 100% right. Scherzer was honest to Dave Roberts. Vezia is a better option than me at this situation of the game. He was honest with him. He said his arm was dead. If he's good and he can go, you're not up 2-1. You know, you're not in a position where I thought game one they were okay to go bullpen because, yeah, it's game one.
You've got three starting pitchers.
So
you're going to have to do a bullpen game twice. You're going to have to do it. And would you rather do it?
I don't think they had to if they had Buehler start in game two.
But you still have that bullpen game coming up. You had game one bullpen game.
Okay.
You only have three starting pitchers. You're not doing a three-man rotation. You're not even doing a four. You have a five-man rotation. You're going to
have a day off in
between.
You have a day off. So if you would have went Walker Buehler, day off, Max Scherzer, Julio, then you're at game five.
Bullpen day.
You just had Buehler pitch in the other series on 4 days rest. You wouldn't have
you
him pitch
can,
4 days.
But again, it all depends.
And then you have another day off.
I hear you. Your plan makes sense, but it depends on whether or not you're up, down, behind, how many bullpen guys have I used, how fresh are
they're
they,
down
how good
2-0.
They were. There's a million
they're
things
down
going 2-0. On. If they win tonight, I'll bet you a nickel.
That Julio won't pitch in game four?
You'll see a bullpen day in game four.
I think no matter what,
or it'll be one of those weird deals where they open it up with somebody else again. I don't think you're going to see Julio go out there and pitch the top if they win. Now, again, if they fire through a million, or let's say Walker Buehler spits the bit today,
sure,
right? But they
three
somehow,
innings,
they
yeah.
win,
mm-hmm.
they win. Okay, that he goes three innings, but you win the game 10-9, possible.
Mm-hmm.
Then I think Julio pitches because you will have gone through your entire bullpen today. This is why whatever they say is meaningless. Because nobody knows what's coming next. Nobody knows if you're going to use two relievers today or seven. It's an impossible prediction to make, and I think it'll be dependent on whether they win and how they win and all of those things along the way. Let's try one more here. Let's try Noah in Murrieta. Noah, you're on with Travis and Slee. What's up, Noah?
Hey, I don't think it's a pitching problem because we've gotten to the point where we're
Hallelujah.
Able to get to the ninth inning. We get to the ninth inning and we lose it then. So it's a game of, like, inches. Like, we're so close, yet the on-base percentage, or runners left in running scoring position is 2-for-18, mm-hmm. and we're losing the games in the ninth inning with two outs. Like, It's not a pitching problem. We have to capitalize when we can. Trey Turner almost hit that home run. There's a lot of little things. Just put the glove on the turf. You got the out. You go to the tents. We're fine. But it's the batting that needs to capitalize. No more stupid base running problems. We'll get it. We're almost there. It's just we're not making those plays to finish the game.
Yeah, well, Dave Roberts said, I think his phrase was, this is a game that's played on the margins in the playoffs, that you're not just going to bludgeon somebody and they're not going to bludgeon you very often. It's a game that's a play. It's a pitching decision. It's an at-bat. And it's not just that they're 2-for-18. You're right about that, Noah. They're 2-for-18 with 9 Ks. Okay, they're striking out a lot, too. It's not just that they're not getting hits. It's that they're not making productive outs. And I get over 162 games, the productive outs are stupid. Why would I bunt? Well, because right now, you're not playing for the long haul. You're playing for that guy at second base. Mm-hmm. We're trying to get him in right now. And that means that you need a productive out. You need to hit it to the right side. You need a fly ball to the outfield. You need to do something other than just play a 162-game huge sample percentage play. What do we do right now? There's still a million things to get to. I want to talk about something that he said right there, where he said, just put our glove on the ground. We haven't even mentioned this on this show because I think it's such a red herring. It's so deeply wrong. Want to get into that next. It's Travis and Slee, 710 ESPN.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Lakers open tonight against the
Lakers
Warriors.
And the Warriors.
And you said you heard Frank Vogel say something about LeBron's minutes.
So Coach and LeBron addressed the media yesterday after practice. It's interesting because Coach mentioned specifically, he was asked a question, what's the ideal amount of minutes for LeBron? How are you going to manage LeBron during the regular season? Which, by the way, he's going into his 19th season in the NBA.
Kind of. It's more like his 23rd season.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
that's not a joke. If you count his playoff games, it's over 3 additional seasons. Yeah, he has 260-plus additional playoff
this
games.
This is his 23rd season minute-wise.
Okay, so the question was, what's ideal? How do you manage his minutes? What's the strategy? And he said 34 minutes would be an ideal number.
Mm-hmm.
34 minutes.
I'm like, Seems like a lot.
Yeah, I'm like, 34 minutes? He didn't even play 34 minutes a game last season. But there was always also the conversation of maybe he takes more nights off this year. So, Trav, for example, maybe instead of playing 82, you play 72. You play 70 games, but when you do play, it's 34 minutes. LeBron was kind of a follow-up question to that. Take a listen to LeBron.
I don't play the game thinking about injuries. And I also feel worse when I play low minutes.
It's interesting. I feel worse when I play low minutes. Is 35 minutes a night low minutes? Doesn't seem like low minutes to me.
You know what I think it is? I think for someone like that, by the way, this is what his body's accustomed to. It's accustomed to, once I turn that engine on, leave me alone.
Yeah.
Do not turn that engine off. I don't know what the equivalent is, but just imagine that LeBron goes through his routine, his warm-ups, plays 9 minutes in the first quarter, comes out for a couple of minutes, comes back to gut that second quarter start. Like, he has a routine that he goes that his body's so accustomed to. I think what he's saying there is you can't just all of a sudden say play 25 minutes a night, 28 minutes a night, that his body actually doesn't react to that. And he always mentioned this. Mike always says this in the pregame show. He talks about how it's what you do, your recovery after. Right?
Well,
how you treat your body in between games.
LeBron takes better care of his body than any athlete I've ever
seen. Like the way you and I,
when
a show ends.
Very similar.
You immediately start doing sit-ups.
Look, I had fresh strawberries this morning. That's a good
win
for me.
Immediately start doing sit-ups.
Uh-huh.
You do
bear crawls through the quad at LA Live. You're just out there on all fours, side to side, crab walking and bear crawling.
What's today? Tuesday? Tuesday's 2 boiled eggs. That's all I have. 2 boiled eggs is what I eat on Tuesdays.
And I know that I'm the one that has been skeptical of the Russell Westbrook signing for the reasons that I've mentioned several times. But I think where he can be most valuable, I thought you were going somewhere else when you said Michael's name. the way that Magic Johnson, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and those guys rested was, you know, let's be up by 25 points at the start of the fourth quarter, and you guys
play
sit
in the
down
fourth.
And we're done. Mm-hmm. Right? That's a really effective way to manage minutes.
My MT would also say that you'd hear Magic say, hey, we're not coming. Don't put us in a position where we have to come back. So the guys that were in understood, we got to give these guys the rest.
There
it
is. And that's where I think Russell Westbrook can be particularly valuable to this team. Where last year, and even in the year before they made all the trades and everything else, when LeBron would come out of the game with a 12-point lead, a 14-point lead,
there's a 7-0
six
run.
Minutes goes by, right. And now it's a 6-point lead. Mm-hmm. And then another minute goes by, and it's a 2. It's like, all right, crank the machine back up again. Mm-hmm. We got to get LeBron in the game to put this thing away. That was the case all last year, especially with Anthony Davis being hurt as often as he was, that it's you need him to close these things out. He can give you the big lead, but the rest of the guys weren't able to hold on to it. Russell Westbrook should be able to hold on to it. Russell Westbrook and Carmelo Anthony and all these other guys should be, if LeBron gives them a 15-point lead, it can't turn into a 6-point lead after 4 minutes. It needs to be a 12-point lead. They need to be able to hold the fort while he's out, and that will allow him to rest.
And there's no guarantee it's going to happen, but guys like the Kendrick Nunns, the Malik Monks, the THTs, other guys that can kind of create for themselves, that's kind of the concept with this Lakers team. If I don't think what you're going to see, Trav, I don't think you're going to see Anthony Davis play 33 minutes and Russell Westbrook play 32 minutes and LeBron James play 26. I don't think that's going to happen. I think if it's anything else, it's LBJ kind of getting the bulk of the minutes. But get some blowouts and you give some more options to your roster.
All right, so if you were not with us earlier, A, shame on you. And two, we are having an award show. We are going to have a show on February 6th, Sunday, kicking off Super Week, where we're going to bring all the ESPN people together. We're going to bring our fans together, but you got to win tickets or you have to buy your tickets, which means we need a name for this.
Yeah, we don't have a name yet.
We have categories, best show, best bit, best producer, best everything.
Best caller,
best
tweet.
We're going to run through all of it. We don't have a name for this. Chris came on earlier and said, we're turning it over to you. Come up with a name for our award show. Sam in Anaheim has a suggestion.
Sam, what do you got over there, Sam?
What do you have?
Okay, check this out. What do you guys think? Instead of the SPs, why not the SLEs?
I like it. Yes. Look,
Sam, we want people to attend. We want them to be excited
see,
about it.
I know this is the thing. Thank you, Sam. I think people might think you're doing a bit. You're not. You really don't want to be the center of attention. You really don't want to have it be named after you.
Do you like the center? I'm asking you a question. Do you like the center of attention?
Not particularly, no. Not particularly.
It's something about it.
But
man.
I like putting other people that don't want to be the center of attention
in the center. Got it.
That's what I like. So if we're going to do ESP Sleaze.
Such a great teammate.
What is it? ES Sleaze? Is that what it was? ES Sleaze isn't
such
bad.
Such a great teammate. So good to know you have my
pitcher.
Back.
It wasn't a shortstop. And I'm going to do my thing out here. I'm going to do the hardest thing there is
and
to
I'll
do.
I'll see you in 5 days.
This is the hardest job on the field. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do it. The rest of you better do what you're supposed to do. I'm not worried about you. I'm only worried about you when you damage me. That's it.
Ground ball to short? Freaking field it.
Catch it. Catch it and throw it over there and make it a good throw. And you on that, you better catch it. You know how hard it is to get that guy out? And all I'm asking you is pick up this little ground ball?
That's it.
Come on, man. Speaking of, that was the thing we talked about. Corey Seager needs to get in front of that. Slow down, everybody. Okay, that ball was hit at about 6 trillion miles an hour.
Tried to backhand it. Yep.
Kenley Jansen is a big man. Mm-hmm. Go back and look at what's going on in that play. Okay, Kenley Jansen is a big dude, and that's relevant. The ball comes right. Kenley Jansen has to duck out of the way. Corey Seager can't even see it until it's past Kenley Jansen. It's coming literally at 110 miles an hour. There's no time to slide over there and tackle that baseball. There was no time. His only shot was, by the time he was able to identify where it was, keep in mind, he's got 50 feet left. The first 100 feet, it's or 70 feet, it's travel. He hasn't been able to see it. Now it's on his backhand side. He realizes it's going to be a short hop, which is a tricky little play on his backhand side. That wasn't an error. That wasn't him not getting in front of it. That was a ball that he didn't see until a fraction of a second it was in front of him. The problem was he got just enough of it.
There wasn't going to be a play.
That there wasn't a play at home. Mm-hmm. That wasn't an error. That was him reacting to a laser beam that was hit at him. I'm rejecting
it. It was
a
hit. They put it.
Of course it was a hit.
So, and by the way, I heard a couple people mentioning that after it happened, right? Right after it happened, see you got to keep that ball in front of you. Keep the ball in front of you. The runner stays at third. I mean, you hear kind of that conversation, but it's a good breakdown of it because I don't think many people have talked about it. We've paid so much attention to some of the other storylines.
It was not an error. It was what really bothered me. Has Corey Seager ever shown any Dodger fan that he's not willing to do what he needs to do to make a play? Of course not. That wasn't a business decision. That wasn't, oh, this is hit hard, I think I'm going to bail. This wasn't, I think I'll peacock my backhand shortstop so everybody in the stands can go, ooh. It was a at me in the second, short hop, 100 miles an hour, didn't see it coming because the 6'7" pitcher is standing right in front of me. Guys, that was not that. The reason they lost that game is because they didn't hit. They had four hits in the game, and Julio Urías had a bad day. That's why they lost the game, not because of Corey Seager. All right, we're going to give away some sweet passes, right? Sweet as in S-U-I-T-E, not like sweets like your candy corns over there, Al.
Sure, sure.
Sweet passes to see the LA Kings and the Montreal Canadiens. That's coming up.
Is this your sweet again? Because you did this. You were nice enough to... Travis, for those who don't know, at Staples Center, he has his own suite that he subleases to ESPN LA.
I'm just there for the Taylor Swift concerts.
Yep.
The
yep.
rest of you can have the Kings,
Every
Lakers, and
stuff. Every ticket comes through Trav.
Uh-huh. All right, so Saturday, October 30th, the Kings and the Montreal Canadiens at Staples Center. Here's what you want to do. You want to call right now, 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-ESPN. And I think we're going to have a special guest here in studio to pick our winners. That's coming up next. It's Travis Insley, 710-ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You know what I'm fired up for? Here's how it's going to go.
Okay.
We're going to have a little post-show meeting, which I always enjoy.
Which I was told, I don't know if you saw on your calendar, it's from 2 to 5.
Yeah, well, I'll be there from like 1:01 to about 1:20.
Your presentation's from 3:30 to 4:45.
Well, I'm going to be doing it from the front seat of my car or my living room, if that's in fact how it's going to go. Because I'm going to drive home.
Yep.
I'm going to relax. I'm going to probably order some food. What's up, Jolene?
By the way, you can hear the game after Mason and Ireland. Yep. Power hour with them. Dodgers and Braves on here.
Watch the Dodger game. Watch the Laker game.
Mm-hmm.
Call it a night. Get ready for Travis and Slee tomorrow. I'm very, very excited about what I and the listeners have in store for us for the rest of this
Okay, so you have
Tuesday
two
afternoon.
Baseball games. One that you'll be stressed out.
Can I
just
tell you something real quick?
Yeah.
I can't watch that American League series.
Why? It's a good series.
It's a good series, but it's home run derby. It's not even baseball. They're just taking turns hitting three-run home runs.
The Red Sox have hit 67 home runs in the last two games.
And I can't just stomach the idea of the Astros getting into the World. I don't love the Red
Might
Sox,
not get in.
But I hope not. But that's what
I have on top. You got Cora managing the Red Sox.
Feels different. It feels different. I can't even tell you exactly why. And I think it's the fact that Bregman, Altuve, and Correa are so unrepentant in their actions that I just can't get there. At least Cora had to go sit on the sidelines for a year.
So this doesn't happen too often.
Mm-hmm.
This is what a Tuesday afternoon to Tuesday evening looks like. Dodger game.
Yeah.
Braves.
2 o'clock start.
Then you have a 4 o'clock tip between the Bucks and the Brooklyn Nets, which is a fun game to watch.
Dodger game will be in like the fourth inning at that point.
I'm
not going to feel it.
You're right, but it's there.
Okay.
If you want it, it's there. Okay. It's like as if you went to a buffet. You don't have to go get Italian food. You don't have to
eat the crab legs.
But it's there. It's there if you change your mind and you want it. Okay. And then you have the Astros and the Boston Red Sox.
Yeah.
Then you have the Lakers and the Golden State Warriors. This is an unbelievable setup of a day.
It's an unbelievable day. Where, are you going to sleep on the floor right over there, or what are you going to do?
I don't know what I'm going to do. That's why I'm trying to get this meeting to go till 5. It could go right until the pregame show.
All right, let's get down to it. Do you think the Dodgers win today? I think that they win today, and I think that they win this series, but I don't know how good last year down 3-1.
Yeah.
I'm going to bet my house on it, but I really thought they were going to win the series.
So why did you feel
that this year.
Tell me the difference. Why did you feel more that way last season? And why do you feel less that way now?
The pitching was set up a little bit differently. They had more options. Dustin May was still here. Tony Gonsolin. You had Urias at the back end of these games doing what he was doing. There was a whole bunch. And they were hitting. They were getting hits that Cody Bellinger wasn't totally, completely broken. He's been a little better, but he's not hitting for a ton of power. You had all of Corey Seager was out of his mind hot. You had all of these other guys that were performing at a very high level. This Dodger team is super hot and cold. When they're clicked in,
yeah,
they're clicked in and it works great, but they're not clicked in nearly enough.
And the one thing that we kind of keep saying, maybe they're running out of gas, and we don't have that answer. So you asked me, first you asked me, what do you think of today?
Mm-hmm.
2 o'clock, first pitch, whatever it is, right? Doubleheader, 7-inning game.
207.
I think they take care of business tonight because of the scenario that you played out, because their offense has been lacking. You feel like at some point it's going to start clicking. The fact that Walker Buehler is going to be on the mound, that he's really the only pitcher for the Dodgers that will be coming off a full rest. I think, and it's at Dodger Stadium, and you're desperate, you're down 2-0. I think there are enough scenarios there. Dodgers take this one.
I think having their backs against the wall will really make a difference. For the first time in a long time, It feels like they almost need that. I don't know how to put this. I think I want to say this.
Every freaking game they've played over the past 60 days have meant something.
You know how sometimes you need a little extra to just kind of get your full attention? You know, sometimes you just the normal stuff isn't good enough, that you need to go to the next level. This is what it feels like with the Dodgers.
Mm-hmm.
The Dodgers are bored by what took place in these first two games. They just come off of the most emotional series.
But these two games against were good. The way they lost.
But that's because they're so good. The Dodgers are such a good team that they can have kind of a halfway interest. And it wasn't that they played lazily or anything. It's just you have my full attention or you don't. The Cardinals had their full attention. Games 4 and 5 with the Giants, and really even games 1, 2, and 3, you had my full attention. These first two games, they didn't. Even though they lost them both out, did it feel like this was – were you feeling the way you felt
games.
In those – they were good games, but it wasn't, hey, if this hit falls in, the season is over. That's back tonight.
Okay, that's back tonight, but game two, I'll disagree that there was – you know, the fact that when the dust settled, they lost 5-4, I was a little shell-shocked.
Did you think, though, if they lost that game, even when they tied it, right? They tied it in the eighth and they won it in the ninth. Even when they tied the game and you went in the ninth, Dodgers didn't score in the top of the ninth.
Yeah.
Were you thinking, if the Dodgers lose this game, the season is over?
Now, the way you put it that way, both of those games, I thought, if the Braves are going to win this series, they need to get both of these games. I think that's the best way to put it, Trav. So to answer your question, no, I do not think that, you know, the Dodger predicament or situation, Braves needed those games more than the Dodgers needed them.
We need to make sure that Walker Buehler pitches 6 innings tonight. Everything that after that takes care of itself. If that goes the way that we need it to go, everything else takes care of itself. All right, we are still waiting on our guests, but we're going to pick the winner. Sweet tickets, the Kings and the Montreal Canadiens. That's coming up October 30th at Staples Center. You ready to spin, Slee?
Yeah, so this is what happened. Let me kind of set this up here. So we got 10 lines right now that are all taken. You go Jose, Alex, Mark, Caesar, go all the way down the list. We got this wheel in front of us that very simply is going to make the decision of who wins the tickets. Travis is going to spin the wheel.
Here we go. I can't see it, so you're going to have to do the play-by-play. What do you got?
Don't worry. 4 is gone. 7's gone. Caller number 10, Philip in Monrovia. Philip in Monrovia, you are our King Suite tickets. He's going to the game. He's using your tickets to go to the game.
Absolutely. Congratulations to Philip in Monrovia, and he gets to go see the Kings and the Montreal Canadiens. And the Kings have a game on ESPN Plus tonight, Slee. The Nashville Preds on ESPN Plus, so we get a chance to talk about that. And the Kings are off to a good start. Anze Kopitar was the first star of the week
working
for the
on
first
getting
of the season. So there you go. So here comes our celebrity guest. He's coming up here in just a little bit. He's making his way back through here. He's
a legend.
Should we spill it?
Yeah,
we should say who it is. It is Bailey from the LA Kings. The LA Kings mascot is coming through here. So Bailey needs a watch. And then we can go from there, because then we'll have it all
covered.
No,
that's how Bailey does it. Bailey's kind of, he does his own thing.
I'm looking at Bailey, and he's got some pretty good facial hair going. I don't know if it's quite on the level of mine, Slee, but we'll see. Here he comes. Bailey's working his way in here. We've got, is that a drum? Is that a drum or is that a, we got an LA Kings drum in the house. I like that. Come on in here, Bailey. Let's go. Let's see what you got cooking.
What's going on, Bailey? What is
going on? Bailey's here. There you go. I was told he's got his sunglasses on. I was told that you had a Fu Manchu mustache like me, Bailey. I'm not really seeing you.
See what's going
what do you
on
think
here?
Of this?
Bailey,
what do you think I got going right here? You want me to grow it on the chin more? He wants me to grow it. Maybe I could braid it if I get it a little bit longer.
Bailey, I don't think you understand. Travis is a biker, and there's certain things bikers do, and that's one of the things that he does.
Do are we spinning again, Chris, or are we not spinning again?
No, I think the spin is over.
We did.
Yeah, we did.
Again, though, just for the fun.
All right, so Bailey, give us a spin on the wheel here, and we'll see who might have won the tickets had we done it a little bit earlier. There we go.
Bailey in the house here.
Who did he get?
Caller 9. He got caller 9.
Well, pretty close. Yeah, so the guy in Monrovia is 10. He still wins the tickets anyway. We're going to talk with Bailey, or not with Bailey. We'll talk at Bailey.
Yeah, we'll talk at him.
Coming up a little bit. It's Travis Lee. Plus, we got the dump coming up on 710 ESPN. See, this is what I had in mind. Not only Bailey in studio with us, LA Kings mascot Bailey, but he's got a drum now. Now he can make some things happen. That's like a deep bass drum right there. I like it.
You know what that is? That is, it's Kings freaking season now, right? So across the street at Staples Center, we'll have the Lakers tonight, and then there'll be plenty of games where Kings are handling business at Staples Center as well.
All right, so Bailey, you wanted us to give a shout-out to your mom, correct? Is it Nala or something like that from Lion King? Like, what are we talking about here? Yeah, see, now he's looking at me like I'm the weird guy.
Yeah.
It's like he asked me to talk about his mother, which I'm happy to do.
Give him a shout out.
And then happy
shout
Tuesday
out to mom. How many times
mom
do we
Bailey.
See that? How many times do we see that?
Just Bailey's mom.
Just Bailey's
mom. She does
mom.
Not have a
that is.
Proper first name. She was put on this earth to create Bailey, and she's Bailey's mom. And that's what we've got going right there. It is pretty exciting. Kings are off to a good start. Number one star of the week for Anže Kopitar. He's been scoring goals like crazy. You're excited
by the way,
about that.
We just gave away tickets to our ESPN LA suite for a Kings game coming up, and I think we got some more giveaways as things progress. Not today, but as things progress.
Kings in Nashville tonight on ESPN Plus. So this is good, Slee. I'm gonna pull you down the hockey hole with me.
Well, we talked about this. That okay? Is this the fact that games are going to be on ESPN Plus? Are going to be on TNT as well? But just the mere fact that these. Trav, this is what happens. Anything you have on ESPN, you find yourself watching. You might kind of get me going down this Kings rabbit hole here if once things get started.
Plus, we got the Kings and the Stars. That is Friday night on ESPN Plus. So ESPN is all over. Bailey, if you'd like to chime in on any of this, just start pounding away on your drum.
Yeah.
Don't wait for us to do this. You do you over there. You've got your drum. You've got your grease board. You just make yourself comfortable over there. And let us know if Dad Bailey needs a shout out or whatever else it might be. I think I've touched a. Maybe Dad and Bailey are not on speaking. Man, it just feels like we need to move on. In the meantime, let's go to the dump.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
So you asked me why I can't get with the Astros. Today is the 2-year anniversary of Jose Altuve's walk-off home run against the Yankees to win that series, to go back to the World Series against the Washington Nationals,
so
which thankfully they lost.
So this is the don't take my jersey off moment?
Well, yeah, you remember why, right? Because he's modest.
Yeah, he's got a tattoo.
He's very modest, and his wife did not want him out there shirtless.
Yep.
And the problem with that story, though, is if you went to his Instagram page, it was littered with him with shirtless photos at the beach and other places.
And, you know, things changed. Things changed.
I would think the first thing you would think of, too, after you hit a home run off of Aroldis Chapman, okay? And you send your team to the World Series. As you're coming around third base, the thing you're thinking about most is, hey, guys, I got a tattoo. I don't want anybody. That's probably what you're thinking.
Close it up. Put your buttons on. You know, make sure that you touch home plate. And then you go, by the way, go into the clubhouse, go into your own dugout, then back and kind of maybe change real quick and then come back out. No, all of it doesn't sound suspicious at all.
All right, so Kanye West is no longer Kanye West.
No,
That is over. He has filed paperwork to change his name. He will legally be known as Ye. Y-E.
Would you change your name?
Bailey, you're going to change it to Ye? Is that going to happen anytime soon? Yeah, I'd change my name. How much money are you going to pay me and what do I have to change it to?
Trev.
Sure.
Yeah, that's a simple one.
That's an easy, but his name isn't it just Ye? I mean, I guess Con Ye. Or is it Ye? Is it Ye? Well, Ye makes more sense.
But that doesn't sound as good.
No, it doesn't. Ye. I like saying, I'll change my name to that. You going to do that? Bail Ye.
Oh, yeah, same thing.
There you go, Bailey. That's a solid contribution. You should bang your drum for that. That's a pretty good joke right there. There you go. All right, let's go to the next one. The new Big Baller brand shoes are available, Al. Get out your checkbook. For $895, you too can own Triple B sneakers.
You know what I wish I knew, and I have no idea how this works? Did they make any money? Like, did they make any money initially? Do they make any money now? Like, I literally have no idea if they have produced all these shoes and nothing's happened, which is probably much more likely than anything else. How are you pricing your shoes at 800 or 600, whatever the case is?
Well, these are almost $895. Here's what I know of people that have gotten the Triple Bs. Marcellus got a pair. They were the wrong size and the wrong ones, but he did get a pair.
Didn't he also wait? Like, didn't it take forever for him to actually get them?
Had he not been Marcellus, I think he's probably still waiting.
Right.
I don't think that, as far as anybody making money on that, Bailey, you're still waiting for your pair. He's still waiting for. Does Triple B make skates? That'd be pretty baller. Roll around with Triple B.
There's an idea for LeVar right there.
All right. Let's see here. There is a $5 billion moon-themed resort coming to Las Vegas, complete with an active lunar colony and a spaceship nightclub. So SoFi costs $5 billion. We're building a $5 billion club in Las Vegas? Imagine if SoFi were a nightclub in Las Vegas. Seems aggressive.
So, moon-themed resort. By the way, there is kind of like a 10-minute little documentary video of...
you want to read Bailey's comment on that?
It's out of this world. That's not bad.
It's pretty good. Apologies.
This is going to eventually have to be an attraction, Trav, that brings people to Vegas on its own.
Well, they do have trouble getting people to come.
If you're spending,
if there's one thing we know about Las Vegas,
billion
it's that people don't want to go.
Same as SoFi Stadium.
Yeah, that's a bit much.
People will go see it. Like, we're talking about it. I'll probably go see it.
I think I'll let me know how it goes. This falls into the Squid Game category. Let me know what you think, and then we'll
Bailey,
go from
did
there.
You watch Squid Game?
Bang the drum, yes or no?
Look at that. Yeah, he's got the signs, everything.
He's all in.
He's all in.
Now that Bailey's telling me I should watch it, maybe I'll reconsider. Aaron Boone re-signed with the Yankees through 2024 with an option for 2025. And what that feels like, Al, is they gave him an option to start the season next year. And if they get off to a good start, they'll see how it's going in the middle of the season. And if that's going well, they'll let him go to the end of the season. But he feels like his days are numbered there.
Yeah, it's interesting because the Yankees, Dodgers, and the Padres were the top three teams coming into the league, right? Tingler, we know, is out in San Diego. That's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
Dave Roberts doing what he does. They're still in the mix. Yankees couldn't get past the wild card, so Aaron Boone will probably be one of those managers that's watched very closely. I mean, the Cardinals manager, who they go on a 17-game winning streak.
Thanks.
Then they get into the postseason and put up a great fight against arguably the best team in Major League Baseball.
Lose to a team with 106 wins.
And he's out.
Yeah, there must have been something else going on there. Yeah. Did you watch Monday Night Football last night? How good was that? Why have we been blessed with nothing but fantastic primetime games so far? I have no interest in the Bills. I have no interest in the Titans. I couldn't take my eyes off that last night.
This goes back to the NFL. The NFL can do this. Their product. Why were you and I like idiots on a Thursday night game watching Cincinnati and Jacksonville early in the year as if it was Tom Brady taking on the Patriots again?
It's Derrick Henry in large part for what we saw last night.
Henry's a machine.
That's it right there. Bailey was out in front of it a little bit. That was it, 77 yards that he had last night. He's the size of an offensive lineman.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of it, too, that when you watch that team in particular.
There's a fascination with that individual player.
Did you see him have that stiff arm
on
a defensive lineman?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're not talking. When he did to Josh Norman last season where he threw him across the field, it was cool. It was fun to watch. He's got 100 pounds on Josh Norman. He doesn't have 100 pounds on a defensive lineman, and he still threw him away like a rag doll. It was fantastic.
So to answer your question, yes, Monday Night Football game was great, and it seems like a lot of these nationally televised games have been fantastic. And, oh, by the way, Rams get the Titans in a couple of weeks.
And they, you know, you don't want to put it like this because you don't want to see anybody go down like this. But
they had some bad
Titans
injuries.
Titans lost a couple of guys that are important to their team, which may bode pretty well for the Rams when we get to that Sunday night in 2 weeks.
Yeah, and you know, this is kind of something you and I talked about. They have some matchups in front of them that are incredibly favorable. So, like you mentioned, you don't want to see the injuries, but big-time injuries yesterday for the Titans.
You having a good time today, Bailey? Yeah, Bailey. There you go. There's the drum. All right, how do they find
final
the
pod score? Final score, Dodgers and the Braves.
How many runs did the Dodgers get? Bang it out on the drum.
He's going to give us a final
score
right now.
I like that Bailey's literate. That's very exciting to me. 6-3 Dodgers.
6-3 Dodgers.
I'll take that.
That actually sounds pretty
good. I'll take that.
ESPN app or on iTunes. You could catch the full show, full 3 hours. ESPN app, iTunes, search Travis and Sliwa.
All right. Power Hour, Mason and Ireland. Yep. Straight into the Dodger game. Straight into the Laker pregame show. Straight into opening night for the Lakers and the Warriors. You're going to be all over that. Make yourself nice and comfortable in that seat, because you're
going
to be there for a while.
Yeah,
we'll see you tomorrow
anywhere.
Morning. 9:55. Go get some runs, Dodgers. Get it done. Travis Sliwa, 710 ESPN.